Hey there, this is Thorsten and the rest of the hangout session. Who's there?
This is Björn.
Hey Björn. Some cartoon in the background there. Yeah. What is this? Some owl or something?
No, pigeon. You don't wake up early in the morning.
I sometimes do, but then I go to sleep again.
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty early, so keep chatting.
Hi. Down.
Hey, Sophie.
Hi. Hi, Sophie.
Hello, Sophie.
Hi again. Hi, Swedish.
Does anyone happen to know how I could possibly get this conference mode back on? I'm just seeing last time. I'm just seeing this whenever I ring some phone line up. I just see this black screen with a phone number, and that's it. No video of anything.
And you don't have those little icons down where you see your face and my face. No, my face you can't see because it's too beautiful to be put on the line. But
well, I see your face. But I did see your face. And
yeah, but it's a static one. It's a static one because if it was a dynamic, it would completely do.
It's indeed handsome. There must have been some pro photographer who took that picture.
Yeah, actually, given the photographer, it looks pretty okay. It's not the best picture I've ever had, but given the photographer, it's okay.
You are really funny, my goodness.
No, the photographer, it was Thorsten. And it was when we were still young and handsome, so
yeah.
Long time ago.
Where was that, Budapest or no? Where was that?
No, Budapest, I was not there, it was Orvieto.
Mm-hmm.
In Orvieto, we were wearing the fleeces because it was cold, like I don't know what. Sometimes warm, sometimes cold. And the hotel was wonderful.
Yep.
And the food, too. And the wine, too.
Yeah, the food and the wine, that was really wonderful. The hotel, well...
No, it was Candy who was going by price in Italy. But there were no cockroaches and it was clean, but it was not really. And internet connection was by air. You didn't have to have donkeys carrying TCP packets on the wall, on the back, so it's okay.
Yeah. It was very helpful. It was downhill, so could just crawl. When after getting drunk properly at night, could just crawl down.
Yeah, and when you were then running for your plane in the morning, you forgot the Euro Office cup. So instead of one, I have two in the house, and they said they are still not broken. So you see, next time you come, you can claim your cup.
Was I running for the train?
No, I don't for the train to go to the airport. You were going quickly, fast. You
yeah,
were
I always that
four in the morning.
I was slightly hungover, and barely
yeah.
Made the train.
Okay, define slightly.
Very slightly. On a scale from 1 to 10, I don't know.
It's subjective scale or scale of the normal person. Reasonable man, as would the British system say. But actually, I don't try to measure you by the scale of reasonable man.
Hello, Florian speaking.
Hey, Florian.
Florian speaking.
Hello.
Hello, Flossy.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Okay, so it's 1500 UTC. Whom are we missing? I've so far for Björn, Adam, Frederick, Eliana, Sophie, Joel, and Florian, and myself. Anybody else in the call?
Michael is missing, I think.
Pardon?
I think Michael is missing, right?
Right, but yeah. I guess he would have said something if he would be in. I'm just asking for people I haven't noticed joining but are still in the call. Okay, no one. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 directors. Any deputy per chance? No deputies. Let's wait another 2 minutes.
Let me think. Okay. Because it's possible that they forgot as they are preparing Easter.
Yeah, Ike was online before indeed.
Oh, so it's Joel who is posting all the cat pictures. No, I understood it.
Welcome to the LibreOffice Zoo.
Is it already recorded?
Yes,
the call is recorded. As soon as the talk queue line is in, we are recording. You could trip on to.
I could hear answered. Maybe he's coming in. Michael, on the other hand, he didn't answer. It's quite possible that he might be overwhelmed by something.
Oh, people, before I forget, I wanted to say my apologies because in the last conference call I forgot to mention the deputy Norbert, and I really forgot, so I'm so sorry.
Hello, Ike.
Hey, Ike.
Checking if Michael can, Ike, if I'm not mistaken, you can represent Michael.
Okay.
Because he nominated Andreas, who will join later, as he told me, but not for the beginning. Then you, and then Nobia, so if you want, you could represent Michael Mix.
Okay.
That's... Then I suggest we start.
Okay.
to the the end board call. This time was a bit of an important topic about the annual report. So, Sophie, are you keeping the minutes?
Yes.
Great. I would propose myself for the session chair. Let's have some quick. I've heard. Björn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Adam, if you said something, you're muted.
I'm here.
Great. Hey. Frederick?
I'm here.
Eliana?
Here.
Cool.
Here.
Hey. And if Ike representing Michael?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Norbert?
Hi.
Hey there. And Florian?
Yes, I'm here.
And great. So that makes seven directors either in person or represented. So, and session chair, chair and co-chair are present. So we have a quorum with four votes being the majority for any for any vote. The invitation and the quorum are correct. We have previous decisions are public meanwhile. Are there any additions to the agenda, which is for the while formal approval of annual report, and secondly, RedMine for tracking board tasks? Hearing none, so first item, which is the formal approval of the annual report. Florian, could you quickly give us an update?
Yes, of course. So the plan is to have it twofold right now in public. I'd like to explain what the annual report is about, what it means, what obligation the board has with regards to the annual report. And I'd like to move the actual approval to the private call later on, because there are a few little details we still need to clarify. So I would like to move that to the private part and then make it public afterwards. So let me give you a short overview on what this is about, the annual report. Actually, it consists of two parts. One is a report of what we have done in the past year, 2013, to fulfill the foundation's objectives, basically events we attended, software we have released, events we have done ourselves, projects we have supported, a written report about all the things that we have done. The general rule is it shouldn't be, or you don't need to mention every single little detail, but it should give an overall picture on what has happened. And it must be at least mostly complete and do not leave out important topics and purpose. And the second part of the annual report is the financial report, giving an overview of our balance, of our spendings, of our incoming donations, of bound money when there is bound money or unbound money. And the recipient for this report is actually twofold. One is the foundation authorities. They expect the report end of April in their mailbox. And the second one is the tax office. For this year, we don't, at least under normal circumstances, don't have to send report to the tax office. They get it in 2015 or 2016, so they only get it every 2 or 3 years, but at least for the foundation authorities. And of course, at any time, the tax office can request that we send in this report. So that's basically the meaning, and the obligation of TDF and thus the board is to have both the financial report as well as the written report of, about our doings to be complete and to not omit important topics and give a complete overview on what has happened. So that's the explanation on what it's about. And first of all, are there any questions about what should be in the report?
Not a question about what should be in it, but it looks like the margins of the document that you sent out cut off some of the text.
Sorry, again?
The margins on the document that you sent, looks like the upper and the lower margin cut some of the text off.
So I didn't quite get the question, to be honest. Maybe I can try to answer.
John, are you referring to the financial report here?
Yeah, the financial report is cut.
Yeah.
And
okay.
with Sellotape,
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, that's because I'm using free software to produce that.
So please consider something else.
Actually, I have a question for Florian. I see that both reports are in, I guess it's German. Is there any chance we get same version in English so we understand what each row is talking about? Because I'm not sure what each row refers to. I don't even know if it's a profit or loss.
Yeah. So the formally we have to, unfortunately, have to send them in German. That's the requirement by the authorities. And what we did not manage in detail last year is actually to have a translation. That's the plan for this year. So you will get a rough overview. We can discuss this in the private call later on, a rough overview in English. And what we then provide during May, I hope, is a fully translated version so we can have we can share with the community. So that the working and the binding document is the German one. You get a rough translation about the contents and a nicely written version. I expect to be available sometime during May.
Okay.
Right. So let's maybe not bore the public with too many details here, but just for the to quote the number below the dotted line, which is the net income for 2013, which is 433,000 euro in total, a little bit more, but. So we did great, at least in terms of generating donations and collecting donations.
Indeed. So unless there are further questions, my proposal would be to move the actual vote and some small details to the private call and make them public then afterwards when we have discussed those details. Unless there are any more questions for the moment.
Makes a lot of sense to me. Hearing no objections. Let's move on with that. So next item will be, Björn, I think you added that RedMine for tracking board tasks.
Yes, actually that was just to ask if anyone has severe objections to use RedMine to track our data, because I wanted to. When I asked Florian, he said, well, we already have something prepared for that. So I think the decision is mostly made. It's just so you can use that. And I will use it now and encourage everyone else to do the same. So nothing more on that.
Sounds very sensible to me, and I have to admit I should probably look into that as well. It also, I guess, helps with just seeing what else is going on with the, especially on the infra and administrative side, to have an account there, use that every once in a while, and look into the queues.
Yeah, and we recently had this discussion also. If someone like is sick or has an accident or whatever and is not available for some unforeseeable reason, it actually helps a lot if the stuff that this person has been working on is somewhere which is not his mail inbox, which he can't easily share with the rest of the world, or at least the rest of the board.
Should we make that a strongly suggested place to be for the board? I think there are even mobile clients for RedMine, are there?
Yep. Indeed. Just one technical note, as Björn said, we have a project for foundation-related stuff which is not public because often it's about details that are at least a bit problematic to share in public when it comes to privacy and the like. So if you are a board member or deputy, of course, and want access to that, best is to shoot me an email so I can add you to the list. Otherwise, you will not see the foundation project inside Redmine.
Okay, so that gets us to the end of the public agenda already. Are there any further questions or additions to that? Otherwise, as we adjourn, move to the private room.
Sounds
no objection. Let's have some final roll call. Bjorn?
Yes, I'm here.
Adam?
Yeah.
Friedrich?
I am here.
Cool. Eliana?
Here.
Great.
Wow.
Two.
Aliens.
I try the mute.
Would it. Everyone mute the phone when not speaking, please?
Okay, better. So, are you still in the call?
Yeah.
Great. I'm here as well. Michael representing Michael?
Yes, here.
Cool. Norbert?
Yep.
Sophie?
I'm here.
And Florian?
Yes, I'm here.
And I'm here as well. So thanks a lot, and talk to you in a minute in the private room. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So the private room is the old method, or is it also in Google Hangouts?
I will do the Hangouts,
okay.
Connect the Hangout in a second. So people in the Hangout can just stay.